Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. For the first time since the 1992 riots, there's a curfew in parts of downtown L.A., where protests have been the past few days. Our coverage begins with KNX radio reporter Craig Figner.
It's a nighttime curfew under an emergency order signed by Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
The protests have been limited to about five streets in downtown Los Angeles. And again, that's why it's important to let the people know this is not all of Los Angeles. One square mile compared to 503 square miles.
The downtown Los Angeles overnight curfew will continue for at least a few days.
President Trump deployed thousands of troops from the California National Guard and 700 U.S. Marines to protect federal offices and buildings against the wishes of Governor Gavin Newsom. CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez has more on that.
The National Guard troops, some of them deployed by President Trump, are now going with immigration and customs enforcement officers here in Southern California on operations targeting immigrants who are suspected of being in the country unlawfully. And the National Guard, according to ICE officials, is providing security.
While making remarks in Fort Bragg on Tuesday, President Trump called the protesters animals and a foreign enemy. While there, he also said he was proud that he earlier restored the name of the military base. And CBS's Linda Kenyon tells us
Trump announced he's also restoring some other names.
Fort Hood, Fort Gordon, Fort Rucker, Fort Polk, Fort A.P. Hill, and Fort Robert E. Lee.
There is a federal law that prohibits honoring generals who fought for the South during the Civil War.
Correspondent Jim Crisula reports on legal action over the death of a man in a city jail.
A new lawsuit alleges that a deaf man who was killed in Baltimore's city jail in 2022 was forced to share a cell with a murder suspect whose violent behavior had already alarmed a previous cellmate. 34-year-old Jeva Rick Gant was strangled to death by his cellmate, who later pleaded guilty. The lawsuit says the two men should never have been assigned to the same cell.
There's a soda recall you need to know about, especially if you need to cut out the sugar.
In 2005, Dr. Pepper sent three flavorists into a vault to perfect the impossible, Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar. Today,
over 19,000 cases of Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar have been recalled. While the cans are labeled Zero Sugar, they were actually found to contain regular Dr. Pepper, which has about 39 grams of it. The FDA says it poses a health risk for people with diabetes or anyone who's needing to limit their sugar intake. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Another checkup? Why are so many people getting new puppies?
Dr. Kim's veterinary office is littered with cuteness.
We are booked solid for weeks, but who can say no to a puppy, right? Oh, sugar boy. Oh, sure. Oh,
she needs to find extra vet techs to get those pups some extra love.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, candidates can find it easier, so you can hire easier. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah.
For me, it's the little things, like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A stolen guitar from the band Heart has been returned.
The band had set up its gear for a May 30th show at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City when someone stole Nancy Wilson's purple Telecaster electric guitar and Paul Moak's 1966 Gibson mandolin. Atlantic City police used surveillance video to identify a suspect and learned that he had sold the guitar to a woman. Detectives tracked her down and she surrendered it. Mandolin is still missing. Police warned if anyone bought it, they could be charged with receiving stolen property. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
SAG-AFTRA has reached a tentative contract deal with several video game companies that may bring an end to an almost year-long strike tied to the use of artificial intelligence. The terms of the agreement will be finalized with the companies soon. Until then, though, they say union members will remain on strike. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a mostly clear sky, a light southwest breeze, and morning lows close to the 60-degree mark. On Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, highs in the low to mid-80s, a few showers and storms for Wednesday night. It's 57 at our studios.
Thank you. Central Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud?
Never been a sinner, I never sinned.
From her hair, souvenirs hundreds of days together. The ring she used to wear, pages from an old love letter, traces of love. Of love with me tonight. I close my eyes and say a prayer that in her heart she'll find a trace of love still there somewhere.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report started at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Summer, summer, summer.
It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you were harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Tell me.
you need a friend.
Better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Tonight.
guess I'll just take your glasses. No one is better than I know I'm just an
football hero or school gone wrong. Got empty pockets, you see, I'm a poor man's son. Can't give other things that money can buy. But I'll never, never, never make my baby cry. And it's alright, but I can't do it out of sight. Because my heart is true, sister, baby.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh,
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? What a wonderful world.
colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself,
shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, we're seeking ocean.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A curfew is in effect in parts of L.A. until 6 a.m. local time. Mayor Karen Bass says it was a necessity.
The curfew has been in consideration for several days, but clearly after the violence that took place, 23 businesses looted and